Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. The NBA and the National Basketball Players Association announced an agreement last night for the eight teams who were not invited to the league's restart inside a bubble at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida to have voluntary group workouts at their facilities beginning in mid-September. The agreement calls for players to work out while residing in a campus-like environment and includes comprehensive health and safety protocols for all players, coaches, and team staff taking part. Ever since the NBA came to an agreement with the Players Association to return to play in June, the fate of those eight teams that were left out of the restart, including the Minnesota Timberwolves, has been a point of contention. Those teams have repeatedly advocated for some way to get a chance to work with their players sometime before the start of next season, this fall, I guess. Now, after this agreement, they will get one. The teams will be allowed to have players in for voluntary workouts beginning September 14th. And going through October 6th in a series of phases. According to the agreement, participation is voluntary and can only include players who are under contract with a team and up to five players who are not currently under contract with an NBA team, but who were part of the team's G League affiliate this past season. The Minnesota Vikings hit the practice field in full pads again at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center yesterday, practicing for about 90 minutes in the afternoon. Dalvin Cook had not done much work through the first three practices open to the media, including Monday's first session in pads, but Dalvin was more involved yesterday, taking part in team drills and looking like the Pro Bowl running back he is. Cook participated in a handful of snaps with the first-team offense. The right side of the Vikings' offensive line features some familiar faces. Even if one player is in a new position, Garrett Bradbury, the center, and Brian O'Neill, the right tackle, return from their starting spots from 2019, while Pat Elflein has shifted to the right side at guard after spending the past two seasons at left guard. That trio opened up some holes in 11-on-11 drills, including for a sizable run for Alexander Mattison. Kicker Dan Bailey's off to a perfect start in camp, as the veteran kicker nailed all four of his kicks yesterday. And so far, Bailey's made all seven of his opportunities, with the kicks ranging from 33 to 48 yards. Bailey was a three-time NFC Special Teams Player of the Week last season, making 27 of 29. Minnesota Lynx center Sylvia Fowles suffered a right calf strain last week and is out indefinitely. It's a big blow for the Lynx, who said further updates will be issued when more information is available. The 34-year-old Fowles previously missed games August 5th and 9th because of the calf issue, and she played on the 7th and 11th. 2017 WNBA MVP and two-time WNBA champion became the WNBA's all-time leading rebounder on July 28th. Fowles, of course, coming to Minnesota in a trade from Chicago midway through the 2015 season and had not missed a game with the Lynx until this year. Lynx guard Odyssey Sims, though, set to make her 2020 season debut tomorrow night at 8 versus Las Vegas. So the timing of that is perfect. Both teams are tied for second place in the WNBA at 6-2. Sims led the Lynx in scoring and assists last season, but she was late to arrive to the bubble because she gave birth in April to her son, Jaden. And then after going through quarantine, she had to serve a two-game suspension due to pleading guilty to a DWI charge from 2019. Sims said she's excited by what she has seen of the Lynx so far, including the play of rookie point guard Crystal Dangerfield, and she feels like she can contribute right away. Sims said she debated bringing her son into the bubble, but decided it was best for him to stay with her family in Texas. Kenta Maeda had a no-hitter broken up by the first Milwaukee batter in the top of the ninth inning last night. Twins closer Taylor Rogers promptly came in and blew the save, allowing three runs to tie the game. It eventually went to extra innings. It was the first extra inning game for the Twins this season. It's where they have a new rule that you start each half inning with a runner on second. It didn't help because it stayed 3-3 until the bottom of the 12th, when Minnesota was able to put Byron Buxton on second to start that half inning since he made the last out in the 11th. Alex Avila hit a broken bat dribbler to first that advanced Buck to third with one out. And then Max Kepler, who saved the game defensively in the top of the 12th with a great diving catch in right field, was hit by a pitch. And Jorge Polanco hit an infield number with five infielders for the Brewers. But that wasn't enough. Buxton too fast for the relay from second base. And the Twins win 4-3 in 12. At 16-8, the Twins are tied with Oakland for the second-best record in the American League, just percentage points behind the Yankees. Cleveland also won, so they're still a game and a half back at the division-leading Twins. Minnesota is 11-2 at home this season. And they take on Milwaukee again tonight at 7. Sports, news, local events, our streaming audio, and information about the shopping show available on our website, kqprfm.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.